Today, you'll hear an example during the opening of our Youth Expression Showcase of the power of great mentoring. I'm sure Nate Hurl had a lot of talent to begin with, but he is a student who has been involved with hip-hop on lock, a great program that's run by my friend Yemei Alaquiva in East Liberty. And we'll talk a little bit about his work with that program and some of the other experiences he's had. But first, he's got a couple songs for us, and we're going to listen to the first of those two. This is Nate Hurl.
Thank you very much. He said hip-hop on lock, but don't get your ears ready for hip-hop. Cheer up, love, it'll all be fine. 'Cause when there's clouds, you know the sun still shines. Chin up, dear, there's a secret you might wanna hear. Let me whisper in your ear. When you're down, I'll be around. When you're blue, I'll be right next to you. So smile, girl, no use being sad. And if you smile for me, you'll see it's not that bad. So now, dear, there is something I've got to make.
Nate Hurl at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was great, and Nate, and you, I read a little bit about you because I like to do that. But, well, first of all, tell me about that song.
Well, that was actually the first song I ever wrote. And kind of talking about, you were talking about kind of the power of mentorship and, like, taking your talents where they need to be. You know, I've certainly had plenty of mentorship from Hip Hop on Lock, and that's really, you know, kind of changed the way of looking at things. But that song was through, I'm a student at Winchester Thurston. I'll be a senior this year. And my music teacher, Mr. Maione, I love you, Mr. Maione, he's kind of encouraged me to get into really writing songs and trying to get, you know, material together. And before that, before I wrote that song, it was never really about writing music to me. I always just played it. But, you know, music has always been a part of my life.
That's interesting what you said about him. When did you write your first song that you would consider a, you know, a serious effort?
That right there was finished in, I'd like to say, March. I took a class at school called Beatles Songs, which, you know, that's another thing about my school. We have really interesting classes. That's how I got involved with Hip Hop Unlock. There was a Hip Hop Unlock course that I took. But I took a class about the Beatles, and that song, the lyrics were inspired by Paul McCartney, and the rhythm of the strumming was inspired by John Lennon, and there were movements in the chords that were inspired by the way that they kind of use their different chord movements. So, yeah, I guess that another thing can kind of show you where you can get inspiration from all different types of things.
If you're just joining us, Nate Hurl is here. Heading into a senior year, Winchester Thurston. Are you like 17 now?
Yeah.
Okay. And where? What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Penn Hills.
Excellent. And, well, it's excellent to live anywhere, but I don't know why I said excellent there. I grew up in Churchill, so I know that area pretty
right
well. Have you thought about what you want to do after Winchester Thurston?
Well, I've been kind of starting the whole college process, starting the search. I want to study... I'm thinking of studying business, but kind of, I know a lot of schools are starting to offer a degree in the music industry,
yes.
Which
yeah.
I would really like to get into, and kind of being involved with Lockdown Radio and Hip Hop Unlock is kind of the start of that, because I'm kind of seeing what it's like to be in the studio and, you know, how the engineering process works and how, you know, talking to talent works. And so that's another thing kind of trying to get me towards what my real goal is in life.
Yeah, and there's so many directions to go. And I know you're getting good guidance at Winchester Thurston, and being able to get some experiential opportunities through Lockdown Radio, which is carried by WRCT in Pittsburgh. And I'm trying to remember the night. Is it Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I try to listen when I can. It's a great show. Is there anybody, you did acknowledge a few people. Is there anybody else you would like to say hello to or acknowledge?
My advisor at school, Miss Alexander, she's the one that got me involved with Hip Hop Unlock with the class. She invented this entire class based around the history of hip hop and... kind of got Hip Hop Unlock involved, and that's how I met a lot of great people like Mr. Luqman Abdus-Salam. He's really involved with Hip Hop Unlock.
I love Luqman. In fact, we just captured, we call it an oral history, but it's really just an audio profile of Luqman. Some students we work with at Allegheny Youth Development and Pittsburgh Schiller interviewed him. It's not completely edited yet, but Luqman's a really great guy. And forgive me, if you don't know Luqman, he is just an extremely gifted and charismatic poet, among many other things. Just a great person. Anybody else?
Email Aquiva, of course, for calling me while I was on vacation and getting me involved in getting me down here today.
I'm glad.
But, yeah, and everyone at the show is just great. So, you know, all my co-hosts, and I know you've had Marna Owens on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have, you know, a few other co-hosts, so.
Well, I'm really proud that you're hosting a radio show for a couple reasons. You know, I started hosting radio shows when I was 13, so
oh,
it's
wow.
Like really, not that I'm saying like, I mean, it's to me, having teens hosting radio shows really matters a lot, and there aren't too many doing it these days, and it, I think, will give you a lot of great experiences no matter what you do. I was curious, Nate, the notes I was given mentioned that you like acting, too?
I do. Not to an extensive amount, but I'm always involved with, I've been involved with my school musical since seventh grade, starting at St. Edmund's Academy in Squirrel Hill. and then into Winchester. And I, you know, I've been lucky enough to get a couple of really good roles the last couple years and really kind of get out there on the stage.
So you probably know, Michael Curry.
Absolutely, who, I know Michael Curry. Yeah. That's one of my, I love Michael Curry.
Well, Michael is an intern with us this summer, and he's not here this morning, but he will be here with us. He's at Morehouse University, mm-hmm. and you probably also know Devon Robinson.
Yes.
Devon is a graduate of Manchester Academic Charter School, mm-hmm. whose board I am on, and both of them have really done remarkable things in drama.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I have this little maroon band on my wrist, mm-hmm. and that used to say Michael Curry, Morehouse Man 2012, before it all wore off, but I got this at his graduation party. I haven't taken off. That's pretty funny.
You know, the thing about Morehouse, you know, if you don't, you know, Morehouse is a historically black college, historically black college and universities in our country. We have a number of them. And one of the things at Morehouse, Michael and I talked about this a lot, is you are a man of Morehouse while you are a student there from the point of being accepted up until the point of graduation, and then and only then do you become a Morehouse man.
Hmm.
And you never the twain shall meet. And I love that because a man of Morehouse more or less means the university is still, the college is still molding you and forming you, but you are not a Morehouse man until, you cannot call yourself that until you graduate. I really liked
that. That's a really interesting concept.
Yeah.
I like that.
You've got another song to close with here. You have a great voice and a lot of poise, which is why I was curious about acting and the radio. You know, before you play, for people that haven't heard Lockdown Radio, can you sort of explain what happens there?
Well, we interview a wide variety of people every week. Every Tuesday night we go in there and we broadcast from Carnegie Mellon at their radio station there from on the same 88.3 WRCT. And we we'll talk to young local rappers who are, you know, trying to get started in the music industry, or we'll talk to community activists who are trying to help, especially who are trying to help youth. And you know, we just interview them and kind of, you know, if they're an activist, we get their message out there. If they're a musician, we, you know, spread their music around a little bit and, you know, kind of get their name out there.
It's a great thing to do, and I hope you'll consider tuning in. If you're listening at 88.3 now, it's easy to just stop on back. Nate Hurl is who you've been hearing, and what's the name of the song you're about to do?
This one is called Dangling on a String.
And another one of yours?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, absolutely. Don't leave me hanging on a string around your finger, never knowing which way I should go. Cause you know you got your finger on the trigger, and my first mistake was saying hello. But I saw you standing there, a little bit of your face covered with hair, and I couldn't resist. And you know I try with moving on, but the thread I'm pulling is too strong, and I can't break free. No, I can't break free. So I'll keep pulling on this thread, thinking over what you said, cause girl, you know you're messing with my head. But I'll keep hanging on this string around your finger, cause you know I think I kinda like the view. Don't worry about me, my dear, I'll be fine just dangling here. When on the other side of the string is you.
Thank you very much. That's Nate Hurl. And You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on Public Radio.